A popular Outcast production.
House you can't see. That light switch and that closet in the bathroom.
What does it matter?
Closet, yes. The light switch.
You're getting better.
Thanks, ma'am. Thanks. Have fun. Oh, shit. I was gonna get a drink before.
I can get it for you. What do you want?
Whatever you can reach.
Yeah, he texted me the other day. He's like, oh, I got toothpaste and I forget what else you got.
Oh, I got toothpaste in my eyeball.
I can reach anything, so what do you do? There's a Brisk, there's a Coca-Cola.
Oh,
and
I'll
was
take
like,
a Coke.
Oh, sweetie, thanks for getting toothpaste.
Just regular
but
Coke.
We have some.
Thanks.
It's in the invisible closet that you can not
ever see. Oh, Ashley, quit picking.
Yeah, I mean, like, because I have the ability to check closets when I'm not at home.
So I recorded that whole interaction.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god, really?
Yes. That was comedy gold. I'm not passing that up. Crazy.
You guys. People shouldn't listen to me and Bill talk to each other.
Yeah, it's...
They think we're fighting.
Yeah, there's a reason you're not allowed to be a popular Outcast guest.
Yep. Oh yeah. I'd be a terrible guest. It would just be me and Bill sounding like we're fighting.
Because people would probably like call the police thinking that you're having a domestic disturbance.
I think it's more just pick at each other.
It is, but like it'll escalate. They're still jokey, but it's just like when everybody leaves, I'm just going to fucking drown you in the bathtub.
I feel like Bill gets mad about it and actually just laughs. So that's just,
he doesn't actually get mad.
Doesn't
he? He's better at keeping the straight face than I am. He'll just keep it going, and I'm just like,
and he builds up the aggression, like he just sounds angrier and angrier.
And I know what he's doing, so I just get funnier and funnier, and I just laugh at him, or I just think it's funnier and funnier.
So welcome to episode 40. Apparently, we lost count because there was that one time when Lauren wasn't here, and then apparently.
Everything got it screwed up.
Yeah.
It's all my fault.
Ashley and I forgot how to count.
Sorry.
I wasn't even trying.
All right. Fair enough. Fine.
40.
Whatever.
Excuse me.
The big 4-0.
Oh, man. We are... Are we over the hill?
I think 40 or 50 over the hill.
I don't know. Huh. I've seen both.
Yeah, I thought 40 initially used to be over the hill, and then they switched it to 50.
Now
all the 40-year-olds switched it to 50.
Yeah.
I'm not old. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I think you're right, though.
They should make it halfway between birth and retirement age.
That would be 30.
Yeah.
Or like 32.
You don't retire at 32.
No, you retire at 64 or something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So then, you know, over the hill is like 32.
Fuck you. I am not over the hill.
Well, and then you could make it more of a celebratory thing. Then the people would be happy about that. I'm halfway to retirement. Woo.
Oh, where did Cartoon Jeff go?
They hated him, so they burned him alive.
Oh, okay.
What's no, I of? Have no idea. Maybe he fell down.
Okay. Because Mike and Bill are still there, but Jeff disappeared.
Yeah, there's like cartoon...
Where's Bill?
People oh, right there on the walls.
I see it.
Not drawn on the walls, but...
Did Jeff
in the poster
down
the
crack?
Maybe. There were a lot of people here for the Popular Outcast recording today.
Yeah, and this is a tiny room to fit.
Five grown men in this
Fuck
room.
That.
Right?
Including John Smith,
yeah,
who is like
tall.
8 feet tall.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Pretty
eight,
close to it.
8'9".
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Shit. He should play basketball.
Is that a stink bug?
Probably. I've learned to accept the stink bugs in my home. As long as they don't get in my drinks, we're okay.
Oh my god. I can't tell you how many times I've woken up and like I usually go to bed with a glass of water.
Oh yeah, I always do.
And I wake up and I'm just like, there's a fucking dead stink bug in it.
Yeah, every time.
My grandmother got
I laugh at them.
And there's still stink bugs in the house.
Oh yeah. They get caught in my fish tank all the time. And then I don't get them in time. And they're like little mold on top of it. I'm like, well, how long was you here?
My cousin got my grandmother a stink bug like suction gun for Christmas.
That's oh,
it's
God.
This like long tube thing that you like push a button on and it's like and it freaking it's like a vacuum. Awesome.
Tom has one of those that we got him for Christmas a few years back for flies.
Huh.
Yeah. I work for stink bugs.
Yeah, I recommend not like using your normal vacuum though, because then that'll just make the air coming out of the vacuum smell bad.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, no, we don't. We just live with them because they are stink bugs, and you.
I've never actually smelled a stink bug.
Oh, it's bad.
Really?
It's like super musky, gross.
Yeah,
gross.
I have to. We yell at Tom for squashing them in the bathroom because he's like, "Oh, squish a bug," and we're like, "No, not that bug, no." Leave that one alone.
No, try to coax that bug into the toilet and then flush it.
Yeah. I've flushed them down the sink before as I was getting ready in the morning, and they will crawl back up.
Mm-hmm. Well, any bug will. That's why you gotta do it in the toilet. Carry whatever they're on over to the toilet and just flick them off.
It's just exhausting. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I give up. Actually, I haven't seen any spiders lately, so I'm okay with having stink bugs if there's no spiders.
Spiders usually die in the winter, don't they? Or hibernate.
I'm just going to pretend like they don't exist in my home.
I never see spiders in the winter, ever.
There's one in my bedroom right now.
Oh, really?
It's very, very tiny, and it's in the corner. Like, it made a web between the wall and the base of our floor lamp, and I'm like, you stay there. I'll stay over there. Everything's cool.
Yeah, I've learned to live with them in my house. I don't even...
Yeah. You don't have a choice.
No.
No.
Especially in the bathroom, because it's part of the garage. Blech. Like, they're everywhere.
Fuck it. Nope.
Anyway.
I'm not a fan of spiders.
Have you guys seen any good movies lately?
I have not, and I realized the other day that I forgot to see The Hobbit 2.
So did I.
Giant Lord of the Rings fan forgot to go see the sequel.
How did you forget?
I don't know.
I did too.
I just got busy at work and shit happened in personal life and fucking so much going on.
I liked it. That may have been no. I saw the Lego movie recently. That was good, but
I hear that was good, yeah.
Yeah.
Lego.
Yeah.
I watched a really good movie and I can't remember what it was. I should write things down.
Yeah. It's all that juicy drink.
I watched The Croods. Yes.
Oh, did yeah, that's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I really did like it.
It's cute.
I think it was adorable. There's a really good like message in the end of it, which was kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
The father wasn't like, you need to get married. Every fucking...
Yeah.
Disney cartoon movie with a female character in it needs to get married.
Yep.
Which they're starting to change that now, which is really cool because the whole Frozen thing.
Yeah, apparently people are like really pissed off about that.
Why?
Because like you think it's going to just be like a regular princessy kind of movie because like the there is like a Prince Charming character, but he turns out to be like a giant douchebag and like fucks over the girl but he's so nice and charming up until the point where he's an asshole and people were so upset about that. It's like, well, if he's a villain, you should have like made it known he was a villain right away. And I think it's like good
that's
not that
it's
how like
life
yeah.
is
yeah, exactly. But like, yeah, like some of those Christian mom associations are just all up in arms about this shit. And it's like, these are kids' movies. We don't need to expose our children to real life like that. And it's like, well, no, I think that's an excellent way to expose your children to real life is in like a fucking movie.
Yeah. So they don't have to experience it in real life.
Yeah.
Because that is heartbreaking to find out that the guy that you're crushing on and is completely adorable is a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a terrible lesson for anybody to learn the hard way.
Yeah. I haven't actually seen it, but I've read all kinds of like reviews and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
Jeff's parents took Morgan to see it last night. It was her first theater movie.
Did she really sit through the whole thing?
Pretty much, I guess. She really liked the previews because there was a preview for How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, I'm so really excited for that.
Me too.
I love that movie.
I watched that show. Do you guys watch the
Writers of Berk?
Yeah. We love that show.
Aww.
It's really good.
The quality is so bad, though.
Well, like, compared to the movie, yeah. But it's still... It's
decent,
really,
but it's so jarring, like, watching the movie, and then Morgan will want to watch the dragon show. And yeah. It's just like... terrible.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, yeah. They're not going to get... that into it for a cartoon that,
No, especially when they were working on the sequel to the movie.
Yeah.
But I guess
I think the show's great.
Yeah, she only had to leave the theater once because there was like a big, scary, evil snowman she was not
she
a fan of.
She got freaked out, huh?
Yeah.
Poor kid.
That's cool.
That's traumatizing, man.
Oh, I'm sure. She apparently watched like the rest of the movie and was fine with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just kind of... Jeff and I were going to take her to see it, and we kept putting it off. And then, I'm kind of glad that we weren't the first ones who took her to the theater, because I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know if I want to deal with this.
Yeah.
I just remembered the name of somebody in the movie that I watched that I liked. So I'm going to look up and see if I can figure out what movie it
was. Well... Speaking of kids, I actually watched my niece the other day, like, completely by myself.
That's awesome. How'd that go?
Oh, my God. Well, like...
It's exhausting, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yes. It was terribly exhausting. Like, it was fun. Like, we went out and played in the snow. Mm-hmm. We played with toys, mm-hmm. and all that was fun. And she did take, like, a four-hour nap, which was awesome.
I was like...
Oh, we're going to take a nap now? And I, like, fell asleep with her. And, like, I fell asleep for, like, 2 hours. And then I was like, well, I'm done now. I'm good. So I, like, woke up and did some shit. And then she chased around the dogs for, like, ever.
Mm-hmm.
She ate so much stuff. Like, I can't believe how much a tiny little child can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she wanted to be right next to me the entire time. So I put her on, like, I would, like, stand her on the chair next to me. Like, I was, like, peeling potatoes in the sink because I was making shepherd's pie for dinner. And she just kept reaching her hand out, like, I want that. And I'm like, I don't think you want raw potatoes. And she's like, no I do. I do want raw potatoes. So I handed her one, and I was like, all right, here. And she took a bite, and she's like, that's not bad. And she just kept eating it.
I used to eat raw potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she ate, like, two raw potatoes. And I'm like, all right. And I made her some food before dinner because I realized she was hungry and food was not anywhere near ready. So I was like, I'll make macaroni and cheese in the microwave. And she's standing on the chair next to me and she's just like, it's done. And I'm like, no, it's not done yet. And like, I would stir it and I'd have to keep putting it back in
because
you have to. And she just kept pulling my hand and pulling the spoon and being like, hey, Ashy, it's done. It's done. I'm like, no, Elena, it is not done yet. She's so cute. And but yeah, seriously, by the time that my brother came and got her, I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was like, I need a drink and a nap.
Oh my God, my kid took a nap the other day for the first time in like months. She slept for like 2.5 hours.
Oh,
and like, I was like, fuck do I do with myself? I don't even know. Should I take a nap?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I ended up doing. I think I'd probably just like read a book or something. Yeah.
It made me think though. I was like, how does Aislinn do this every day?
That's why I'm tired all the time.
Oh my God.
And I never want to do anything because I'm so tired.
I was like, my job is easier than this.
Yeah.
And I lift dogs. Like, I don't have an easy job.
Keeping another person alive is hard work, man.
And you worry the entire time. So I'm like, she's gonna fall, she's gonna hurt herself, she's gonna burn herself, she's gonna hit that, she's gonna touch that, it's gonna spark. I'm like, oh my God.
Yep.
Thankfully, my nieces are old enough now. They can go do crap on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. She's only like 14 months.
Yeah.
Ew, yeah.
And
Morgan's to the point where I'm just like, I'll give her chocolate milk. I'll put on a cartoon. I'm like, I'm going to go get a shower. Yeah. Don't move.
Yeah. Fuck. Yes. Yeah. I have a while yet, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. But babysitting's fun. Yeah. It did reiterate the fact that I do not want kids. No. I was like, I don't want to do this. No. I like doing it every once in a while. That was fun. Really liked when she went home and I was able to pour myself some vodka and go, I'm just gonna go snuggle with the dog.
Pour yourself a glass of wine and then drink what's left in the bottle.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my God. I like Odie. I wake up in the morning and he waits until I have to get up and then he goes out and goes potty while I get coffee and make my lunch, and then by the time that I'm done doing that, he's ready, and then I leave for work.
Yeah, that works.
And as long as there's food in the bowl and water, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's good.
Oh. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. You're playing with a knife over there.
It's a multi-tool. It's got a knife and a broken corkscrew and a bottle opener.
And that was our first corkscrew.
Aww.
From the dollar store.
Nice.
I wonder why it broke.
Right. I don't know. I've gotten some stuff from the Dollar Tree that has held up pretty well. I got myself a set of like silicone utensils, like serving spoons and stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We have our wine glasses are actually from the Dollar Tree.
Nice.
We bought like expensive ones. We bought like a set of four.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so thin and like just dainty. We were like so afraid to use them. And then we got, we went to the Dollar Tree the one day, and I was like, those wine glasses are not only bigger than ours, they're $1 a piece, and they're thicker. Yeah. Get them.
Yeah.
So we bought, like, a set of four, and, yeah, returned the other ones, because we didn't use them ever.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You get a lot of really cool stuff at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. I need to go more often.
I don't think I've even been there. The big one by Planet Fitness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one there, and there's also one next to GameStop.
In Lewisburg,
Oh, yeah, I never get up there.
Yeah. What movie were you talking about?
Oh, it was called Liberal Arts. It came out in 2012.
Hmm.
But it was with Elizabeth Olsen, the Olsen twins' sister.
Yeah.
And
wait, the Olsen twins have a sister?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a really good actress.
How did I not know this?
I think she's younger than them.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I think so.
She was in Old Boy, too. Josh Radnor from How I Met Your Mother. Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Never
he
saw
was
it.
In it.
I've seen How I Met Your Mother. It's so funny. At this point, I'm only watching How I Met Your Mother because it's just pissing me off that I haven't figured out how he met the freaking mother.
Well, you don't find out until the last season.
Obviously.
And which is on right now. It's almost over.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm like, I am thanking God because this last season is dragging so bad. They seriously are putting a one weekend into an entire season of a show. It's driving me crazy.
Well, yeah, because in the last season that I watched was the
spoilers.
One before. Right. Is the one before I watched that season, the final season. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, what am I talking about? Okay, so the season before the last season is when they finally showed her face.
That was probably at the end of.
Yeah, it was the end. Last season.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, at least we know what she looks like.
Yeah. She's in a few episodes of this last season, but not, like, just a
seriously?
Little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's crazy. It's driving me nuts. And I can't
the
wait
longest
for it to be
freaking,
over.
What is it, like, season 9?
It's a really good show, though. I mean, it's funny.
It's a good show. It really is. But it's like, okay, get it.
Yeah, this
come
is.
On.
I'm
come
ready,
on.
I'm ready for
come
it
on.
To be done.
Because the whole point is how he met the mother.
Yeah.
If it wouldn't be that, if it would just be their lives, it would still be an interesting show.
Yeah.
You don't need the whole... It's so little to do with the show, and it's the freaking title.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Yeah.
Have you heard of or seen anything about Super Fun Night?
No.
It's on right now.
I don't have cable.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't. It's nope. really freaking funny. So whenever it comes out on Netflix, keep an eye out for it because mm-hmm. it probably will come on. Oh. It's with Rebel Wilson.
Yeah.
She's the, I think she writes the show and she stars in it and she's fucking hilarious.
I finally watched Bates Motel.
I have that on my Netflix queue. I haven't watched it yet.
How is that? It is so good. When I was sick and I took like 4 days off of work because I was like, I have accumulated so many sick days that I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to take 4 days off, which by the way, didn't work. Still sick. Anyway, so I had 4 days and I was like, well, fuck it. I have nothing to watch. And then I saw Bates Motel and I was like, yeah, sure, why not? I knew nothing about it, but it is fantastic.
How much is on Netflix?
It's only one season.
Okay.
Season two is on TV right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's very new.
Speaking, has anybody watched House of Cards?
I watched the first part of the first season. Wait.
Because everybody on Facebook is talking. It's the Netflix original series. Okay, no.
I watched like an episode and a half. I hated it.
Yeah, everybody's like raving about season two.
AJ wants to watch it.
I wasn't a giant fan of it because it was just very political and.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it was kind of over my head.
Fair enough.
Which I didn't even really enjoy Mad Men all that much. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
I've only seen like 7 episodes of Mad Men.
I haven't seen any.
I watched probably 2 or 3 seasons of Mad Men, and then I finally was like, you know what? I need a character that I like.
Yeah, they're all just awful
they're
people.
They're all terrible people. They're all just the worst human beings on the planet.
Even the women on the show?
All of them. Oh, every really? Single one of them have...
I'm not that far into the series, and I haven't watched it in a long time, but the girl that starts as Don Draper's secretary, she seems like a decent human being. She gets, like, promoted and moved up, and she has, like, the illegitimate child of one of the other dudes.
I don't want to spoil anything, but if you don't want me to... people are probably way farther in Mad Men than this would spoil. But
yeah, the show's been on for years.
Just when you think that you like a character, give it a couple episodes and you probably won't like that character anymore. Every single time. Every time I'm like, oh, I really like her. Nope. She sucks. What a bitch. Yeah, they're all just... I don't know.
I mean, they're...
I need that. I need that in a... I realize that I do need that. I need somebody I like, and I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
I was really rooting for the secretary. Mm-hmm. It was.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, she changes a lot through the series, because I fucking Wikipedia spoiler myself to death. Like, I don't care. I'm still going to watch it at some point.
I did the same thing with Sons of Anarchy, actually. Because I just started watching it. And after the first season, I, like, Wikipedia'd who all died throughout the season. So nice. I was prepared for it. I'm terrible like
I
that.
I never do that.
I do.
I'll wait until, like, the end of, you know, like, close to the end of a series or something like that. And, like... I'll look and see, like, what actor I really like in it is in other stuff. But that's as far as I go with that. Because I'm enough. Like, what am I watching next? Ooh, I like this guy. And I go off into... I've watched way too much TV. I have always watched way too much TV.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Me too.
It's just our generation.
Yeah.
I watch a lot.
Like, yeah. Bill keeps trying to get me to watch Sons of Anarchy, and I'm just like,
I was telling him last night, like, when I was asking him about it, it's, you kind of gotta take it with a grain of salt, because it's so not realistic. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I mean, it just goes from one scene to the next that's supposed to be, like, this happened 5 minutes later, but, like, there's scenes where they're, like, all sitting around this table in this conference room, you know, just talking about, like, planning stuff. And then, like, the next scene is only supposed to be, like, 5 minutes later, and they're across the town and shit. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just funny.
I'm kind of in a boat where I refuse to watch it. I'm being an ultra hipster snob about this one.
Really?
But a friend of mine, it was forever ago, fucking stink bug man.
Yep. I named him Jerry.
Nice.
I'm totally making that up.
Well,
Oh, Mal's name's Jerry.
Yeah. A friend of mine posted something on Facebook how she missed an episode, and for like, you know, nobody give away what happened. I haven't seen it yet. And I was like, I have never seen one episode. And somebody commented on her status like right after me that was like, I can't believe you associate with people who don't watch Sons of Anarchy. And I was like, fuck you for that. I'm never watching it.
God damn it.
Well, that was a real dickbag thing to say.
Oh, it really was.
I mean,
you associate people.
I don't know why I started watching it. I guess my curiosity got the best of me because I have a couple friends that watch it.
And there's a lot of people I like
run out of stuff to watch
as actors that are on that show.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, Orange is the New Black has a new season coming out
June.
Oh, June. My mm-hmm. God.
Dude, there's so many things I'm so excited about.
I loved
Penny
that
Dreadful.
Yeah, that looks good.
Really stoked for that. Game of Thrones to come back.
Oh, I'm so excited. I don't want to watch Game of Thrones till I read it, but I heard it's a chore to read.
Yeah, I told my brother, because my brother's read it, and he said, well, it's really not that hard. And I said, I'm actually going to get a notebook. And
yeah.
Whenever a new character is introduced or a new place, I'm going to write it down. And that way, like, because it helps me to remember shit if I write stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, reading it and hearing it. Like, I really want to be able to process it, like, make a character list and almost like a chart if I have to.
Get some crayons.
Make the Lannister family tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All
oh,
the
yeah.
family's family tree.
Get some poster board.
Yeah. That's a little more than I want to
push your dogs away because they'll all be stepping on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a big living room. You could like take up one corner.
I could
like
just paint it on
schematics.
A wall.
There you go.
I got a whole wall I could use, you know, just paint it on there. That'd be cool. What's that? Oh, that's my Game of Thrones chart. Got a map over here. And
why is it on the wall?
Why not?
Is this Sharpie?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'm paying attention. What happens if you don't like it anymore?
Well, you just paint over it.
There you go.
Somewhat related, a friend of mine, he got a secondhand treadmill and decided...
Holy Joey, what the F just happened?
My feet are tangled in cords, and I just knocked the headphone box on the floor and unplugged Ashley. Whoops!
Ashley, unplugged.
We're good.
So a friend of mine got a secondhand treadmill, and he has started every day, like, he walks a few miles, but he's walking to Mordor. So, like, he started a blog to go along with it.
But
like,
one does not simply walk into Mordor.
We'll get there. I forget how long he's been doing it. I think he may have started, like, at the beginning of the year. But he just reached Weathertop when Frodo gets stabbed by the Nazgul.
Oh, yeah.
How does he know how many miles?
The book.
Oh, really?
All of the books.
Oh,
like,
they actually say.
Yeah, he's going through, like, he's read all the books already. He's going through for, like, reference, like, and he's got, like, maps and stuff. Like, the Shire is this far away from Bree.
So they have, like, a map key where it tells you the distance.
Who is this person?
Wow, that's neat.
That's doing this?
His name's Eric.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I haven't actually read any of the blog, but every time he talks about it, I was like, I like his statuses on Facebook. Because I'm like, that's just so cool.
That is a cool nerd. I like that guy.
Yeah, it's just like he's combining...
That is dedication.
He's combining, you know, exercise with brain stuffs.
Mm-hmm. Brain stuffs.
To be technical, yes.
Brain stuffs. That's the technical term.
He should be watching the movies every time he walks on the treadmill.
Oh my God, right?
Good
I'm coming,
Lord.
Guys!
I'm gonna walk with you.
I still haven't seen the third one yet.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen Return of the King.
Is there a reason? Are you doing it for...
No, because after, like, I went without, like, any kind of prior... Okay, no. What happened was Jeff and I got Lego Lord of the Rings to play.
Okay.
And we did that, and I liked it. So I was like, well, you know, The Hobbit's coming out soon. You know, that might be fun. I'll go watch that with you. So we saw The Hobbit, and then... decided, you know, while we played the game, you've seen The Hobbit, why don't we
That's right. You just recently started watching those movies.
He's like, I've got all of the Lord of the Rings movies, like special extended editions. I've never watched them. We should watch them. And we just haven't gotten around to the third one yet because end of the day comes and we're tired.
And they're long. And don't you guys have the extended versions?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have the extended.
The extended scenes aren't that much tacked onto the movie. I think Return of the King is the longest one, and it's only got like, it's between 30 and 50 minutes of like extended scenes. So I mean, it's not like, you know, 12 hours of movie or anything.
Didn't they make one that was like each movie was 6 hours long or something?
Yeah, I own it.
Are you serious? So that's like 18 hours worth of,
I don't know how long it is.
I would love to tackle that sometime.
I haven't finished it yet, actually.
Is it boring?
No, I really love it. It's just a lot of movies and I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
I have the Blu-ray special edition version that's in like the little gold box. Now remember, it is three movies. There's 15 discs in that box.
Oh shit.
Is it one of those weird collections that like,
there's two discs per movie that is just
discs,
the movie,
of bonuses,
and then
and
the
stuff.
Rest of it's just bonus features and shit. And I think it also has the theatrical version in it. He's a lot. I really love Lord of the Rings, though.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm partway into the second book. I read The Hobbit. I finished it, I think, I finished it after we saw the movie. I finished it within the last year.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to wait till you read the book until you watch the third movie?
No. Oh my God, no. Because I'm barely into the second one. I haven't picked it up in weeks. I'm being such a slacker about reading. And it's,
I have been too. Actually, I have two books at home that I need to read. I haven't even started.
I've been a huge slacker on reading. I started the Grimm prequels, which are the Grimm Diaries, but they're the prequels to them.
What's that?
The Grimm Diaries are like the stories of like Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White.
Oh wait, are those the ones that are in the young adult section? They're called, there's like four or five books. Cinder is one of them or something.
Maybe.
No? Oh, okay.
I don't know. They're written by the Grimm brothers. I know that.
You mean like the Brothers Grimm?
The Brothers Grimm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Grimm brothers. Yeah.
I have a book that my aunt got me when I turned 10 of the like all the original Grimm fairy tales.
Yeah.
And it's like that big.
Okay.
There's like 700 fairy tales in it. They're crazy.
It is the prequels to those.
That's insane. Because the ones in my book are fucking weird and twisted.
They are, and it is exactly the prequels to the weird and twisted original. Yeah. I'm reading the Kindle version because it's like $2.99 for like four books. So
That's cool.
They're short, but
some of these are only like two pages long.
Yeah, they're all very short, but they're, oh my God, it's so good.
They're weird.
Oh, I love it though.
I do too. And I didn't appreciate it until I was in my 20s.
And then you realize it's like, okay, this is not like what Disney did.
No.
No.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Why? It makes you wonder why Disney even picked that to, you know, make a thing out of. They're like, why did you make children's things out of this? This is not for children.
I actually did read something about why Walt Disney picked, like why they picked the first movies that they picked.
Hmm.
It was because, well, I can't remember. It was something to do with money, though, or like the popularity of
stories. They didn't really have to pay for them. They were probably public domain at that point.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was. They
public
had just
domain.
Turned to public domain.
That makes sense. I think I read that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I got...
That makes a lot of sense.
Recently got an iPad mini with the intent of... I wanted an e-reader, but I wanted something with color... and I was like, if I'm going to pay that much for a Kindle Fire, I'll just get a new fucking iPad. And what do? Fill it with comic books! That's right.
I like my Kindle only because I have a hard time reading on an iPad or like an iPhone because of the glare and stuff really hurts my eyes after a while.
Do you just have a Paperwhite or...
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what I was originally going to go for. And then I was like, no, because I want to put comic books on it at some point, and I need color for that.
I have an iPad for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't need to. I'm not that fucking fancy, Ashley.
You don't need both.
No.
Yeah. I say that like I paid for my Kindle. I didn't. I got it from a friend who just gave it to me.
Wow. So. Nice friend.
Yeah. Very nice friend. I just weren't using it anymore.
So how about my mom last night? That was pretty good.
Yes, that
I
was.
I think it was really good. I think it was one of the best ones yet.
Oh my god. I'm gonna say overall, yeah. We didn't have like the last one, like last month's January's wasn't that bad. We just had some people who hadn't put a lot of thought into their act, and then just kept going like they didn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little rough.
Yeah. That would be rough.
I could see that too, yeah.
But, well, I like the time limit thing. Mm-hmm. I think it worked out pretty it did. Well.
There was a few people Jeff didn't bother with because like they had a specific set of material.
Right.
Like their set is gonna take as long as it takes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he said it was really only like three people.
Yeah, I think it was only two or three people that
I know Bev wasn't there at the beginning, so she didn't know about the role. So right. Jeff was like, and it's Bev. And
yeah.
Nobody's going to cut off Bev.
She didn't go. I didn't think it was that long.
I honestly didn't check the time on things. People said Nick Rehex went like 20 minutes, and I'm like,
see, I don't even see that. Like,
I don't think it did, but sure, whatever. I wasn't paying attention to the time.
He said, I remember him saying afterwards, I think it was like 13 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think it was 20 minutes.
It wasn't, like, much longer. Cause
oh, my God, though.
Emerson's, I guess he had it planned out.
Emerson's felt like an eternity.
I know. That's just because he was talking, like, slow and stuff. But
and I think that, like, that was the point. It was supposed to just be like, oh, my God, get to the end already. Yeah. And then the punchline. And it was like, slow burn.
It was so worth it. Yeah. It really was.
That was really
funny.
It
was genius.
It was.
I loved it.
Yeah. Had a lot of like poetry and spoken word this time. I enjoyed that.
I really liked it.
It was a nice change up. Yeah. Like, let people know we're not just a comedy open mic. We're an open mic. You can come and, you know, sing or dance or juggle or be a rancor ventriloquist.
Rancor ventriloquist.
That was my favorite part of the night.
Oh my god. Bill said he looked at me when he like reached for the case, and I was just like,
petrified. I think I was doing the same thing.
He's like, it was perfect. That was the reaction I wanted. I was like, no, because I saw like the giant fucking duffel bag on the table. I was like, if he reaches in that and pulls out a fucking ventriloquist, I'm out of here. So fast.
That's exactly what I said too. I'm like, fuck, dude,
I knew for a I wasn't scared at all because I knew that he wouldn't do it.
I know he has one, so like when he brought it up, I was like,
one. I know exactly where it is.
Ew.
Is it? Didn't it used to be in this closet right here?
I will be
maybe at one point.
Okay.
It's in the attic.
Yeah, I figured it was at this point.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he that was
but
fucking hilarious.
I told him, I was like, you ever get that thing out in public, I will set it on fire. You'll never see it again. That thing is terrifying. Because I found it one day when I was cleaning out the sun porch. And I was like, what's in this case? Oh, my God!
Label that shit!
No! So that's the day that the bastard went in the attic.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
The thing is fucking creepy.
My favorite poetry was Justin Strasser.
Yes.
I don't remember his. I think I went to the bathroom when he went up, and I feel so bad.
His was like writing, but it was like the sexiest writing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think I missed it.
He was like talking about writing like he was making love to a woman, basically, for one of them. And it was really fucking good.
Oh, it was so good.
Maybe. It was really good.
I don't know. The some parts of the night are fuzzy because Lauren decided I needed to drink all the beer.
Two beers is not all of the beer.
They are 24 ounce beers. That is a lot of beer for little me.
It is.
Shut up, Ashley. I'd like to see you drink two of those and not feel anything.
I have drank like, two of those.
That is like four bottles of beer.
Yeah. So I don't want to hear
it. I weigh quite a bit more than you do.
Yeah. I wouldn't say quite a bit. I've got a couple inches on you. We don't need to compare.
We don't need to talk about it.
That's right. I was drinking Bill Russum's.
Yeah, which were not as sickeningly sweet,
definitely
I heard.
Definitely not. They were way better.
Good.
Much better.
Good.
I didn't take a sip and only taste alcohol.
Good. Yeah. Good. Always yeah. a good
it
thing.
It was very good. It was
I really did good. Not drink at all, actually, because I still am still on antibiotics. So.
Fun.
Yeah.
Loving that. Yeah.
Fuck it. Who else did I like last night?
John Smith.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That was hilarious.
That reminded me so much
You're
of every...
You're a bitch. And I hate you.
Of every argument that me and my brother had growing
right?
up. Every time.
I don't think my brother
Would
and I
you
ever
guys
called
just...
each other a bitch.
Oh, yeah, we did. Would you guys just get along? My mom used to threaten to run away from home. One time she did.
She ran away. For how long?
She went to the neighbors. She literally was just like, no, I'm done with you children. I am leaving. And we're like, what do you mean you're leaving? You're not leaving. You always say that. You never go anywhere. She did. She left. She went to the neighbors. And then when my dad came home, he's like, where's your mom? We're like, she went to the neighbors.
She left. So you knew she went to the neighbors?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because we watched her walk over there. And we were like, he's like, what did you do? And we're like, what? It's his fault. I don't even remember what we did. I don't know. We broke microwave. I broke two different microwaves. He broke the door. He broke my door.
Was this all in one day?
No.
Because I'd fucking leave after that.
We went through like four different remote controls for the TV.
Oh my God, you guys.
Jeez. Oh, we were awful. Yeah. My cousin posted a picture the one day of, my mom always used to say we're going to kill each other because we used to like physically fight. And my cousin posted a picture of her two kids because she has a boy and a girl. And she's like, this is their get along shirt. And it's this big shirt that says the get along shirt.
Oh, God.
That she makes them both wear at the same time. And I was like, that's a cute idea. Me and Kyle would have actually killed each other.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have worked because one of us would have actually strangled the other one.
Wow.
I've seen where...
get along means go separate.
Yeah. Not always the best course of action, but I've seen similar things where schools are opting for... Like, they give the kids a choice. It's like, I can suspend you or can submit you to public humiliation. And what it is they make, like, kids who are fighting... sit in the middle of like the cafeteria and hold hands for like an hour.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
It's just like you guys want to goof off and act up. Sit.
Yep. I think that would work.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Just everybody in the school just like looking at you holding hands with some random person that you were fighting with.
Yeah.
It's definitely creative, although they might still fight.
I don't
you gotta
think
make
let
sure
them sit there and like hold hands and fight, but
yeah.
No.
Sure somebody's watching them.
Yeah.
That is funny. Huh. My brother, when we were kids, this is how bad he was. He told our babysitter that he was allowed to play with my dad's guns. And my babysitter actually fucking believed him.
Your babysitter was an idiot.
Oh, my babysitter was a major idiot. And
you guys only had one babysitter?
No, we had, like, there were a couple teenagers in our neighborhood that there was two in particular.
Oh, okay.
And the one, the girl, was babysitting us. And when my brother shot a hole in our living room ceiling when he was, like, 8. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What babysitter lets a fucking 8-year-old play with a gun? Like that actually happened.
You can't
happen.
Even take a gun safety class until you're 12.
Yeah. So,
Oh my God.
My brother knew not to play with guns, though.
Yeah, well.
Like, he knew they were only for hunting.
My brother was like, oh, they're not loaded or anything. And then he, like, points it at the living room
they
ceiling.
They shouldn't be loaded!
they were locked in a case that my dad had the key, has the key like hidden, but my brother
obviously
somehow
not
knew
well
where
enough.
Well, I think, yeah, my brother knew where it was.
Shit.
But my brother knew better. Like, he
my
totally knew better. He just was a little asshole and wanted to fucking play with the gun.
Oh my God.
And the babysitter let him. Like, that's my point. But anyway, she tried to cover it up. She went and called the boy kid that used to babysit us too, and they went and bought plaster and like tried to plaster over the hole in the ceiling.
What?
Yeah, and our ceiling was textured like that old like white textured
popcorn ceiling,
kind of. Yeah, and the hole they made, or like the spot they made, was flat, so it didn't even look like the ceiling, you know. And there was still like plaster dust on the carpet and shit when my parents came home. And babysitter told my parents that my brother was playing with a baseball in the living room and like threw it up and it hit the ceiling and knocked a piece of plaster out. And they tried to patch it up, and my parents believed him for a little bit until the next day when I ratted out my brother. But also my dad had gone up in the attic and found a bullet lodged in one of the fucking rafters of the attic.
Holy hell.
He's lucky that nobody got hurt.
I swear, and I was young, I was like six or something like that, I swear I was sitting on the couch right in front of him when he did it, because like gun cabinet was right behind the couch, and I swear he was standing right in front of the gun cabinet and it like went right over my head.
Oh God.
And
that's terrifying.
He says that that's not where I was, but you know, obviously memories.
Yeah.
It was 30 years ago. Yeah. So I don't
Holy hell.
Know for sure, but yeah, that my brother was a bastard.
I actually had somebody, well, actually when I went up to go get food yesterday at Min Mom, there was a woman there who she saw my name on the paper and was like, oh, what's your brother's name? And I was like, Kyle. And she's like, oh my gosh, I know him. And I'm like, oh no.
Where's this going?
I was like, how do you know my brother? And she's like, oh no, it's a good thing actually. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Huh? What? Nobody's ever said that before. Like, nobody has ever known my brother from a good thing.
Yeah, mine
That
either.
Doesn't happen. And apparently she was one of his teachers in school. Hmm. And my brother was in, like, one of, like, the special needs class, because he had, like, ADHD or whatever and had trouble focusing. And she told me, like, a bunch of stories about how he was a really good student, but, like, she had to, like, you know, how she got him to like do homework and things like that by explaining things properly. And she said how he was such a good kid and
wow,
all this stuff. And I'm like, are you the redhead? The one with the curly hair?
That's so funny.
With the freckles? You sure? Kyle? What? She's like, yeah. Really?
Ma'am, you are clearly drunk right now.
What? Yeah.
I don't think you should be working.
Yeah, I don't know. She was a little drunk, but
I mean, no, all right then.
But yeah, she was like, "Does he have a Facebook?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's actually doing really well for himself. And I was like, "What do I tell her here? How do I word this?" Yeah, he's getting married next year and he has a daughter. That sounds good, right? Yeah, we'll go with that.
Talk about the positives.
Like, we'll go with that. Yeah, so she sent him a friend request on Facebook, like, immediately.
That's funny.
So, actually, he called me, like, right when I got downstairs, and I was like, why is he calling me? So I sent him a message, and I said, Kyle, I'm, you know, really busy. You know, what's up? And he's like, no, you need to call me right now. It's very important. I'm like, fuck. So I went outside, and I called him real quick. And he's like, who is Mrs. So-and-so? And I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, I just talked to her. Like, and he's like, yeah, she sent me a friend request. And then she said, hey, I heard you're having a baby. So I guess she misunderstood.
Yeah.
And he's like, He's like, oh my God, I pretty much just had a panic attack because I thought Gabby was pregnant again. He's like, I thought that you guys knew something that I didn't know. And I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Okay, yeah, that is an emergency. Yes. No, she is not, as far as I know, pregnant. No. No. God, no.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
Teachers freaking, as soon as they heard who my brother was when I got to high school, they're all like, oh, God, she's going to be just as bad. He was terrible. He got sent home from, almost got sent home from Germany for getting, like, so shit-faced on his German trip. Like,
oh, God.
Puking everywhere.
Oh, God.
They called my parents. Yeah, he was funny.
That would have, like, cost extra to send him home
yeah.
early.
Yeah, they would have. They didn't end up sending him home, but he got reprimanded. His senior year, he actually didn't graduate with his class. He had to take a summer course because his English paper that he was supposed to write for like some final project in this class for a woman, a teacher who he hated, he wrote the entire thing in German and like called her a bitch and stuff. Like the whole thing was about how much he hated her. Like she wasn't going to take it to the fucking German teacher and get it translated, you know? So she gave him an F and like failed him and he didn't graduate with
man.
His class. They let him like walk with the class, but they didn't actually hand him a diploma. So that was nice of them to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, he was a dick. We actually get along pretty good now, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think really it takes not being a teenager and not living together anymore.
Yeah.
That helps, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
My brother is a giant douche. He always will be. But he's somewhat better now. A little. I don't know.
You love your brother, don't you, Aislinn?
Oh yeah, my brother's awesome. Once he stopped punching me, and you know, things got better.
You guys have older brothers.
Yeah.
Mine's actually younger.
Oh. Yeah. No, because his best friend, his two best friends growing up had younger brothers, and you know they could mess around, and then you know I come along this, you know, 90-pound weakling type of thing, and he hits me once. I'm just like,
how many years older?
5.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's a big. Mine's only 2 years older.
Yeah,
yeah. My brother and I are only 2 years apart.
That's funny.
Yeah,
5 years older, beating up on his little sister.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what are you gonna do?
You guys are close now, though, so.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we can be living on opposite coasts.
Yeah.
Right.
This table's really loud.
It is.
Did you guys notice that?
Like, anytime you hit anything.
Anything on it.
I can't touch, like, this table either without it, like, reverberating through the stand. And
that's funny. Damn microphones.
Studio's not perfect, but we're getting there.
Oh, I don't.
That's why everybody needs to go to popularcast.com and click on the purple Amazon banner and shop on Amazon so we can get some money and have a better studio. Yep. Now, fuck the cruise ships. Bill would not get on a cruise ship if we got one, so there's no point in getting one.
I wouldn't get on a cruise ship either.
Really?
No.
I want to go on a cruise sometime.
Oh my God, me too.
Are you kidding me? Sunshine, fucking sunburn.
You don't
sunblocks for.
You don't have to go on like a Caribbean cruise. You can go on like an Alaskan cruise.
Alaskan cruise would be sweet.
Oh yeah, no, I'd go to that. But you'd have to fly to get there, so I wouldn't go.
Yeah,
no.
Mm. Ugh, true.
Flying's so no. Flying's pretty cool.
Mm-mm. Nope. No.
I'll have my dad take you up in a little rinky-dink airplane. Fly over
no, God, no.
And I am more terrified actually, of those than, like, jets.
I used to be, but.
I have a cousin who has a pilot's license, and he's offered several times, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know.
I'm good.
Fun.
No, thank you.
I'm good. Thanks.
They're actually safer than a car.
Okay.
If the airplane's safe. Like, if it's...
Yeah, you know, in as much
if it's
as...
not gonna fall apart on you...
In as much as you're more likely to walk away from a plane crash than a car accident. But
I'll get you sometime, Ashley.
Sure.
Come on, we're going to have a popular Outcast day and have airplane rides.
Woo!
Are you going to take up like one person at a time? There's like 20 of us.
He could take 3 people at a time.
Oh. Yeah. Smaller planes can fit
4 people.
Yeah. Sometimes 6.
I think we should do it.
We need to have a popular Outcast day. We'll have a picnic.
We should have like, we should do like a Knobels thing this summer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Something, yeah. Get all, try to organize everybody into doing something.
Yeah.
We just invite anybody that wanted to come.
Yeah, call up our frequent guests.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
This summer, Popular Outcast at Knobels.
Yeah.
I heard that they're putting in a new roller coaster. Is that true? Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. This one's like a really tall one, maybe.
And they're retiring the bumper boats.
Oh, nobody goes on them.
Yeah, seriously.
Because of the gasoline, I think.
Yeah. Have you ever looked at that water?
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So is that where they're not putting it there, are they?
I don't know. I don't know if those two are related.
Okay. I was like, that seems like a silly place to put a new coaster.
Do you ever wonder about the houses that are right next to the
always
park?
Always.
Who lives there?
The ones that are in the park. They're rentals. But but I always wondered, like, if you rent the cabin, are you, like, confined to your fucking cabin after the park closes? Like, what
well, there's no gates or anything. You could totally leave.
Yeah, but can you, like, wander around the park at night?
Oh.
Like,
that would be... Oh.
There's...
Because they're right in the damn park. Yeah. Like, literally.
I think, like, those seem more like permanent homes.
Do you think?
They do seem like permanent homes.
Like, if you look at some of them, back behind, like, the wood shop, like, where the Eagle Sanctuary and stuff is, like, those look like people live there, like, year-round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought they were, I just assumed all the houses were all, like, rental
Yeah, there are
cabins.
Some that are rental cabins, but I think some... like people actually like live in some of them. I think a lot of the, like the Knobel family still lives on the property.
Okay. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Those are like kind of dumpy little houses though in the middle of the park to
for the right? Knobel family. The ones that are like almost underneath the Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord.
Lives under the Phoenix?
People who like to live dangerously.
Oh my God. I totally was just playing with that stink bug. Oh my God. That is, oh my God, that was so
kill it.
Weird.
Kill it. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. I don't want it.
Hey, I'm just sitting here, like, playing with the blanket on the back of the couch, and all of a sudden I feel something weird. Oh my God.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
And there goes the headphones again.
We are having all kinds of problems today.
Technical difficulties.
That's what happens when we switch seats, Ashley.
Yeah.
I'm back. Okay, and we're back. That was a nice little old music.
I got bit by a stink bug few months ago. I like
yes,
it was
they
it
do
was
bite.
In my bed and I like I rolled
one,
over
yeah.
onto it and it like bit my shoulder and it stung for like 3 days.
Holy shit.
It didn't really leave much of a mark, but I was like, "No, oh, it sucks."
I got bit by one that was in like my pants. Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. Knock on wood. I've seen maybe one stink bug in my house ever since we've lived there.
Yeah.
For some reason, we don't have a lot of bugs other than spiders. Maybe it's because of spiders.
Because you have so many spiders.
That's it.
I don't have stink bugs.
I don't have those little ladybug looking shits. Those little orange ladybugs that are in everybody's windows.
Yeah.
Aren't they just ladybugs?
No, they're not ladybugs. They're like Chinese or Japanese.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
Others.
Okay.
Invasive species.
Yeah, they're super invasive. They're not.
Like the stink bugs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think they were actually introduced to eat some kind of pest, and then they just took over.
Yeah.
Bummer.
They're talking about, I don't know who they is. This is all just hearsay. Talking about bringing the stink bug's natural predator over from Asia.
What is
which
it?
It's a fucking hornet!
No. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll
deal with the stink bugs. Yeah. I'm not dealing with gigantic hornets. No thank you.
Fuck you.
Because then, what are we going to do about the hornets?
Yeah. What kills those?
One invasive species is enough.
Yeah,
thank
dude.
You.
I mean, it sucks when you get, when shit like that happens. Because, like, Hawaii, the whole fucking island is covered with mongoose. They're everywhere.
Really?
You just see them in parking lots, like, running around in little packs. All over the place because they brought some. There was snakes on the islands, and they brought mongoose. They're everywhere. I'm not even shitting you. Like, you can get like a couple feet away from them and shit. They're, it's weird.
I want to go feed the mongoose.
And there's these little...
You probably can.
Yeah.
They're like wild ferrets.
Yeah, they are. They're everywhere.
Man, what is in your suitcase?
None of your business.
What? This is my dog. Yeah, you'll have it in a pet carrier.
It's
what?
So weird, like everything gets quarantined, like going into and off of those islands.
Oh yeah, everything. I'm sure
animals for like months.
So I'm not 100% sure about this, but speaking of travel, I've been looking a lot about Canada, and it's looking like you don't need a passport if you're driving.
I honestly have no
idea.
And
this is coming straight from the Travel Canadian dot whatever official website.
Now, what about,
I'm not
like,
sure if I'm reading that
US, wrong. Because you might need your passport to get back into the United States.
Oh, I should look into that, too.
Yeah.
I want to go to Canada.
But there's a phone number that I can call. Hmm. So I probably will do that within the next couple days. Because we're planning on vacationing in Canada. So
I'm pretty sure you should ask Tucci, because he was going to go to Niagara Falls. And I know he didn't have a passport. Like, he said you don't need one for... There's some stipulation. Like, if,
yeah,
I know, if you're only going to be there for a certain amount of time or something.
If you're flying, you absolutely need one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure land travel is like...
I honestly have no idea. I haven't looked into it. If you've been to Canada recently, let us know.
Yeah, let me know if you drove there. If you flew there, you're not helpful to me.
Yeah.
Although you kind of are, because can I bring back wine?
No.
No, you can't fly with...
You can't fly with wine. So you're not useful at all. If you drove...
You could sneak it across.
Wait,
but
can you pack it in your luggage? Can you have liquid? I thought you could. Maybe not.
I've known people that have brought back entire bottles of liquid from different places.
I've seen the way
that... So it's possible to bring it back?
I think you can pack it.
I've
seen the way
Canada.
That baggage gets handled, and I would be very cautious about packing anything in my non-carry-on baggage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carry on, though. They send that through the machine, so I don't know. They might take it from you if you fly. But, I mean, if you're just driving across the border, I mean, technically you're not supposed to take wine across state lines either. I've had wine from the Finger Lakes. Whatever.
I think most people have.
I don't see the problem here.
Yeah, so as long as you're not, like, acting fucking real... Ooh, shit. Real suspicious when you go across the border and say you have nothing to declare.
I have nothing in the trunk.
Don't look in the trunk. There's nothing there.
There's nothing.
I promise.
There. What are you? Huh? Wait. Why are you going to the trunk?
So, do you like hockey,
sir? Yeah. I don't. Eh? Nothing in the trunk, eh?
What's all this about?
Ma'am, you're an idiot. Have you been drinking? I'm on vacation. All right.
Shh. The only wine I'm taking across this border is in my belly. I'm not driving. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
So this has been fun.
That's how we vacation, actually. We, that sounded
you
terrible.
You drink wine and yell at people? It's a hell of a vacation.
Nope. No, Bill and I bring our own liquor on our vacations.
Do. No, you don't.
Shh.
Don't want to get Bill
What's
in trouble.
What's wrong with that? Is that bad?
Yeah, no, you're allowed to do that.
All right. We'll see.
Hey, ma'am.
Bill can edit it.
When I was in Vegas, I went down to the hotel gift shop and bought a bottle of vodka. And soda. So I had my own booze to walk around Vegas with.
Yeah, well,
I didn't have to buy anything anyway.
Like, we didn't bring, like, I packed some wine, and I packed some like vodka and some soda. And put it in our suitcases and stuff when we went on vacation last year.
Yeah.
And so that way, like, when we would want to, you know, have a drink or something in the hotel room, we didn't
that's
have
true
to.
Yeah, I'm sure room service or hotel bars are fucking expensive.
yeah like,
but
we didn't
surprisingly,
like, we didn't take it out with us. We just kept it in, like, the hotel and whatever.
That's smart.
And I always leave, like, the do not disturb thing on the door.
Oh my god, yeah, I'd never take that shit off.
I even when I'm not there, I'm like, no, I don't need room service. What the fuck do I need another towel for?
Yeah.
My towels are fine. Yeah. You don't need to make my bed. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Just go away.
Yeah.
I'll take it off when I leave.
Yep. Yeah. Because I use my towels for like 3 days straight anyway.
Yeah, seriously. So.
And they always give you like two per person. So.
Oh my God, and they're like hand towel size. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It sucks. I know. Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Travels.
Woo.
Vacation.
Yeah.
I'm taking a vacation soon.
Where are you going?
New York City.
Nice. Sweet. You guys like staying over?
Mm-hmm. We're, the first weekend of May, Chris Hardwick is doing an East Coast comedy tour. So sweet. We're going to go Friday and see his show. Spend Saturday doing like museums and hanging out with people that we know that live in the city, and then leave whenever on Sunday.
Do you do Priceline for your hotels?
We're gonna see if we can stay with his uncle or his friend James.
Oh, okay.
If neither of those works out, I use Expedia usually.
Okay. Yeah, because I always do like the name your own price thing
and
pick like really, really low price, but a really high star hotel, and I almost always get like the
neat
thing. Yeah, like I've never spent more than like seven. Well, I never spent more than $100 a night for a hotel. Mm-hmm. But I spent as little as like $75 for like a 3.5-star hotel.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, so I love doing it. Save money on vacation.
Priceline.com. Yeah. Endorsed by both Ashley and William Shatner.
Yeah.
The Priceline negotiator.
Anyway.
Yeah, seriously.
Done with this.
Yeah. We're done. Stick a fork in this shit. I know we didn't go back to that first list thing we started.
If you like it.
We didn't prepare.
If you're really interested, we can do another episode. Let us know if you want to hear more about that.
Let us know your feedback.
We like feedback.
We do like feedback.
Say words to us.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a contest coming up, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, maybe, like, if we tell people, we'll send them a gift if they give us the best topic idea for a show.
Yeah.
So if you give us a good topic, then and we use it, we'll send you something.
You'll love it.
You will win the contest.
It's fun.
It's a surprise.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what we're sending you.
It's but nothing illegal. It.
No,
yeah,
we swear.
It's nothing illegal or gross, so don't worry about
it. Yeah, no, it's not gross.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, so yeah, do it.
Yeah.
'Kay.
And rate and review and
subscribe
and stuff.
Interact with us on the Facebook or on the blog.
Yeah.
You know where to find us. You found this podcast, you can find everything else.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yep.
It's
fine. You can do it.
Are we done assuring our...
Me too.
Okay.
I was up so late last night.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye guys.
Bye guys.